Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria en Mahikeng 29, Johannesburg 27. Die Vereniging van Staatsamptenare sê die minister van Finansies Enoch Ngwana moet die forensiese ondersoek na verskeie kontrakte van die agentskap vir administrasie van regeringspensioene bespoedig. Dit volg na die skorsing van die agentskap se uitvoerende hoof weens ernstige beweringe van onregmatige verkryging wat verband hou met kontrakte van meer as 1 miljard rand. Die vakbond woordvoerder Claude Naiker sê die ondersoek moet vinnig en deeglik hanteer word.
Accountability must extend beyond the suspended CEO to all who aided, abetted, or ignored financial misconduct. The PSA also urges the acting CEO to review cases of employees who have been unfairly suspended or victimized for raising legitimate concerns regarding these transactions.
Die DA in Gauteng sê die vinnige verval van Randwater se bergingsstelsel word vererger deur munisipaliteite se versuim om voldoende noodsaaklike waterinfrastruktuur te voltooi. Die waternutsdiens se bergingsstelsel het binne 'n week van sowat 55% tot net minder as 40% gedaal. Die DA-woordvoerder Steven Moore.
This has triggered throttling across the province, leaving communities without water and exposing how vulnerable Gauteng's water supply system has become. Both the Minister of Water and Sanitation and Rand Water to urgently account to the committee. We need to know what steps are being taken to stabilize supply, protect Gauteng communities and ensure the system can withstand the increased demand of coming summer months.
Operasie Shanella in Pretoria Moot het gister gesorg vir die inhegtenisneming van 377 verdagtes vir verskillende misdade. Dit sluit in moord, gewapende roof en verkrachting. Die woordvoerder van die polisie, Johan van Dyk.
Tijdens die operasie is 885 persone in 424 voertuie deursoek, met 56 voertuie wat getoets is om eienaarskap te bevestig. Verkeersbeamptes het ondersteuning voortgesit en 115 aartoe kennisgewings uitgereik ter waarde van R47.600, terwyl 11 voertuie geskit is vir oortredings van die padverkeerswet.
En die Verenigde Nasies se sekretaris-generaal Antonio Guterres sê Israel se eerste stappe vir 'n militêre oorneem van Gaza-stad is 'n nuwe en gevaarlike fase en waarskynlik teen verwoestende gevolge. Volgens berigte is minstens 62.260 mense, insluitend kinders, sedert Oktober 2023 dood in Israel se aanvalle op Gaza.
Gaza is piled with rubble, piled with bodies, and piled with examples of what may be serious violations of international law. Hostages taken by Hamas and other groups must be released. Civilians must be protected. And let's be clear, the levels of death and destruction in Gaza are without parallel in recent times.
Ek is Emil Pinar, our top story this hour. PSA urges Finance Minister Enoch Ngwana to fast-track the Government Pension Administration Agency probe.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready,
on Jacaranda FM.
Oh, I leave quite an impression, 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing, my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying.
Separation.